Hey y'all, welcome to your full moon in Capricorn collective tarot transmission from me, Myth. I'm coming to you from a visit, a sort of vacation I'm taking, family time in New York. So this full moon, it's a super full moon, excuse me, will peak around 2 p.m. Eastern time on the 13th. So I'm making this a little early so you can make use of your time leading up, and then, you know, you have your full moon plans. I have my full moon plans. As a goat, as a very Capricorn person, with many of my personal planets in Capricorn, I just couldn't miss it, you know? Part of me was like, oh, I'm taking a break from readings. Maybe I should take a break from podcasting, but it's a full moon in me, and I'm feeling that personally. Let me just say that I'm really doing all right. I mean, yeah, in my reality, things are good. Not to say that externally there's not a lot of invitations into overwhelm. That's always available for me and for you as well. But yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm resting and practicing what I preach to other people, which is like, yeah, rest so you have the energy to do the shit you want to do, to bring forth the things you want to create. And yeah, as I was shuffling, you might have heard me shuffle a little bit, the Judgment card fell out of the deck. So I mean, to say that there's going to be some sort of revelation around this time might be an understatement. It kind of fell out sideways too. So I'm getting this sense that like this card is reversed for some of us. There's a hesitation, there's a fear, it's deeply buried, we really don't want to deal with it. And then for others, it was like, I'm getting this pull that it's like, no, you've just kind of been like ready for this shift, but it has to come from within, right? This card, it's always coming from inside the house. So I'm using the Apparition Tarot by Mary Evans, which is I brought that on this trip. I almost chose something else, but I was like, no, I might as well take like my old friend. I love this deck so much. I really want to buy a second copy because, this one I have worn out. It's really, I don't know if I can clean these cards, but it's like really grubby. But I mean, that's me. I'm such a Capricorn. It's like I've been stomping this deck into the dirt, but in the most loving way, because I know it inside and out. But if you're not familiar, the judgment card in this deck, there's like a skeleton reaching up towards a cloud where there's like a beam of light coming down. It almost looks like a UFO. And beneath, like the skeleton, one of its hands is like reaching towards this clock, sort of like an alarm clock that's buried deep within. And beneath that there is, you know, I didn't realize that this might actually be water. It just depends on perspective, but there's a spiral under there as well. And I think of like cicadas, like they know, they don't need anybody to tell them. They just know when it's time, when it's, you know, time for them to emerge and start making a racket. And like, I think collectively that's happening. Like there are parts of us that are like crying out and all at once. And so I can't stress enough how much I hear that we need each other right now. And I know that's like always part of it, but I'm sort of seeing like how all the cicadas in some way they may coordinate so that they can maximize their potential for survival. Yeah. heavy. But hey, it's Capricorn, you know, these earth sign full moons. I don't know about y'all, but for me, those are the times when things are like majorly revealed to me, that it's like, oh, I've just been sort of dancing around this, not realizing that it was unconscious. And then boom, you know, I think back to the Virgo full moon. Maybe it was a new moon. I don't know. There was a one of these here podcasts where it was in, I think it was Virgo full moon. And I had one of the biggest like revelations in my personal life. And I realized like how I had to change my approach to everything. Like I had to, there was like a series of things I needed to do, but there was one root issue that I had to address it. And for me, it was in my social dynamics. And I'm still kind of dealing with like the fallout from it. But let me tell you that regardless of, you know, how much pain and like difficulty has come from it, I am so grateful to be free. I am so grateful that I made the choice that was right for me, because I am so much more available for my family. I'm more available for like myself, my own processing, my own critical thinking. I'm even available to like talk to people in DMs. And like for a while I was like yelling at people like, please get out of my DMs. Like, please go through the proper channels to talk to me. And as much as like, I do prefer that, right? Like I prefer you send me an email. I prefer, you know, all these, you know, I want you to, if you're going to ask me like some major question, like I'm going to direct you to a reading if I can't get through it in a short DM. But it's like, that wasn't actually me. That was like me coming from a place of like scarcity. And like, I don't have the time for this. I don't have the capacity for this. But it's because I was letting my energy get drained by social dynamics where I wasn't even really being appreciated. So yeah, you know, there's only so many times you can try to help someone or rescue them until it's like, okay, you have to do some of the work. Like you have to do all of the work, actually. That's something I've let go in this time as well, where it's like old me as a reader, you know, as many people were like, oh my God, thank you so much. This is exactly what I need to know. And then they were off on their merry way to do their work. There were other folks who, you know, and this is a problem that I created by having porous boundaries. Okay. So it's not anybody's fault. It's me. It's like something I had to learn. So nobody's bad for doing this, but I had other folks who it felt a lot more codependent, like, please tell me what to do. Please, should I do this? Should I do that? When really, my purpose isn't to tell people what to do or be like directive in the messages that I give. I'm here to open a portal for people to do their own healing work. And I had to heal myself to a point where I could say, okay, that is no longer my business. I have to stay in my own lane, like energetically, because I'm carrying all this shit that's not mine. And I didn't take responsibility when somebody like made a breakthrough. That was their breakthrough. But if they kept hitting a wall, I felt, and I knew about it, you know, they told me about it. And then I would feel like responsible, like, oh, I just didn't give the right advice, or I missed something in the reading, and da da da. And it's like, okay, maybe, but also maybe not. And also like, once the reading's over, like you have to let that shit go. Duh. And I knew that like from day one, but that's just, you know, that's where I'm at. I've like really freed up a lot of my energy so I can look at myself, right? I have to admit that like when I first got into reading, I was like really mentally ill. And like, I think people that got readings from me knew that. I mean, it was before I started like charging or anything, but I was unwell. Like I had had a baby and I wasn't having a good time. And tarot for me was such a great anchor, such a great way to like ground myself and just have something tangible to look at, to be like, okay, here's what I can hold on to right now. And so offered one day in a Facebook group of moms, like, hey, would you like for me to pull you a card? And then I did that for like 300 people or more in the group. And then those people wanted full readings. And you know what? Like, I don't think I was ready. I did it. I went ahead and gave some of them readings free or really low cost. And even at that time, people were like, oh my God, you saw exactly, like, thank you so much, you know? And I had these moments of like, oh my God, I predicted something insane. And it kind of scares me a little bit, you know, like I have those stories. And at the same time, I think I did some harm because I just wasn't, maybe I didn't do so much harm to the people I was reading for, though I'm sure in some cases, yes, I can admit that might have or probably did happen. But I also was just like so drained because I wasn't properly grounding myself or clearing my energy. And it's like, I knew I needed to do it, but I felt like, I don't know, there was a blockage for me at that time. I felt like it was hard for me to really truly ground and clear because I really wanted to give everybody who wanted a reading a reading. I really tried to please everyone, but then having little energy, it's like I would do readings all day and then I couldn't even talk to anybody. Like in my family, I was just like, I have to like lay down or, you know, like I need to go get in the bathtub, whatever. So anyway, that was like, what, like 2019, 2020 when that was going on. So yeah, I mean, I'm still coming out of like the intense contraction of 2020. And I don't think I'm alone in that. But I'm just, anyway, all that to say, I'm fucking blooming now. And the Patreon is getting amazing. Like the Discord server, those of you who are there, thank you. It is so juicy and wonderful. And I see people making connections and I see people having like full on, like just amazing conversations where I'm not involved, which was always my intention, right? Because I don't just hang out in the Discord. Though I do, you know, I am a little more available there, but it's nice to just pop in and be like, wow, everybody's being so cool. I haven't even had to moderate at all, but I will be adding a moderator as soon as, you know, if I'm growing this much, I just, you know, I want to offer that role to someone and pay them. But anyway, enough about this community, as much as I'm like so excited about it. I mean, that's kind of what I think of with Capricorn, though. There is this responsibility to community. And I suppose that that's partially why I'm bringing this story up, because I felt for so long this responsibility, but I carried it like this heavy boulder. When really it's like, no, I'm actually here to connect people, to give, you know, transmit wisdom and knowledge that I have as I continue to learn forever, because I do feel like that, just a forever student. The responsibility doesn't need to be micromanaging, or it doesn't need to be like being overbearing, you know? So I'm releasing a lot of guilt around, you know, just my behavior when I was experiencing like traumatizing material conditions that, you know, I tried to show up even when I really was not in a way that I should be showing up. So anyway, yeah. Judgment. This card honestly comes up so often in these collective readings. So, you know, I only can imagine that like a lot of folks who are drawn to my work, there is something in me, something in the way that I express myself, the way I talk, the things I share, where you see something that resonates. It's like, okay, I was having a conversation today, actually, with a new friend who also did the timeline jumping training and is offering timeline jumping. And they were just saying like, oh yeah, like what you're saying resonates so much. And, you know, it's inspiring. It gives, I want to give you permission. So I want to highlight the cages that I have busted open for myself. Especially the mental cages that I have built to keep myself safe. So I think that's why judgment comes up so often, because that's really, it's like, okay, this is the key. This is the thing I needed to ascend in a way. Maybe not in the way that other people think of ascending, but like, this is what I need to like float to the surface of this timeline, this experience. Yeah. Anyhow. Okay. I want to pull for what else? What else is here? And what is the energetic support of this time? And then I'm going to pull for where we're going. Okay. Okay, sweet. So what else is here? We have strength reversed. And it's like, really all I hear with this is like, okay, there's just more. You haven't finished expanding. Like, this is not even my final form is what I hear. Like, strength reversed, it's like, okay, what's the hesitation to fully embody the version of yourself that knows what to do and knows who you are? And, well, I'm going to tell you, the card that came up for, like, the ally, right, the support of this time is Emperor. So it's like, what I hear maybe some of you need to hear is that ego is thrown around a lot, like it's this negative thing. But what we want is a balanced ego. We actually don't want to get totally rid of it. We don't want to pretend it's not there. And we also don't want to overinflate our ego to where we think that we're right or superior and everyone else is wrong. And so that balance, we're still trying to find that, is what I'm hearing. And Emperor is this amazing card of permission to take up space, to be loud, to say something that you don't know how it's going to land. And this is a great ally for truly, you know, embracing the strength card. And as a reversal, I'm just hearing that, like, okay, we're in a longer course with strength. It's not that we're missing any information, because that's coming with judgment here. Oh, these are all, these first three cards are all major arcana. So these are all the big energy cards, the big messages, big doors to walk through. So yeah, we're just in a longer course with strength, because we've, you know, think of a lifetime of being told how you have to be or how to fix yourself. And now that we're realizing, like, oh, actually maybe healing isn't fixing myself. Maybe healing is something else. Maybe fuck healing for a little while. Maybe I want to rest. You know, I mentioned this recently, and maybe it was on Patreon. Maybe it was an Instagram post. There was a time, and while I was doing readings, while I was doing this work, when I was just like, you know what? Fuck healing. I'm tired. And that was actually good for me to take a break from listening to healing related content, from reading about trauma, from, you know, taking in all this content for how to fix myself, change. It was really good for me to have that break, because at this time and in this day and age, like, we can just go crazy, just keep going, you know, on this endless loop of like taking in all of this content, so that it just almost feels like sometimes what we're doing is getting really morally scrupulous and leaning into perfectionism. And I was definitely doing that, you know, I was. And if you were here, you've witnessed it, and it's a totally different energy now. And that's because I took a fucking break that I needed from, you know, looking at wellness stuff. Because I realized too, it's like stuff I knew, but I needed the reminder that wellness is not like buying a bunch of expensive shit and courses, and, you know, like, that's fine to do, but there's a point where it's like, okay, I'm saturated with information. I have to integrate some of this stuff I've learned and be enough without it. It's like, it kind of reminds me of like times that I've taken a break from all my supplements and herbal medicines and just focused on like, okay, I'm going to eat foods that nourish me and really simplify. Yeah, I'm hearing that some of you might need to do that if you're feeling it. Let me give you that explicit permission to do so and get back to basics, back to your essence. Yes. Okay. As far as what's coming, Five of Wands reversed and Six of Wands upright. And I just love this. these two cards that are right beside each other. It's like what I'm hearing is especially a lot of us who are really truly stepping into our power, and we feel like you will know if you are stepping into your power. The invitation could be that it's been, you know, it could have been there for a long ass time sitting on your metaphorical like kitchen table, but you've opened the fucking envelope. And if that is you and you know that, I want to prepare you for all of the people that are going to be triggered by you doing better. And I doesn't mean those people are bad. It doesn't mean that they're consciously irritated by you getting better. It happens, especially when we're experiencing active trauma or we're just not there yet on our healing journey, that people who are doing well when we're not sometimes feel like a threat. It sometimes feels like, well, they're just privileged, or they're just ignoring their problems, or they're just, you know, gaslighting me with their totally unrelated posts that are about themselves. You know, it is triggering when you're having a hard time and somebody you know is finally doing better. It's like, how do I relate to this person? I just want to let you know that, like, it's, you're going to feel better about yourself if you don't step out of your integrity with people that have unkind, untrue, or just straight up mean things to say as you're getting better. It's like, this also can happen in like family dynamics when someone disrupts a toxic sort of dynamic and they start healing and doing better. Unconsciously, other members of the family are like, No. You're going to be miserable like us. And they pull you back down in their crab bucket. And they're like, it's almost like, again, I don't think it's conscious, but they want you to react and they want to trigger you into the old dynamic because it's what they know and it's what feels safe. And otherwise you might get villainized. And, or if you're used to being the scapegoat, the person that in a friend group or in a family dynamic where it's like you always get blamed for things. Well, expect an uptick in that when you start doing better. And I'm not telling you to cut people off. I'm saying prepare for that. Okay? Because on the flip side, as you allow yourself to be visible, Six of Wands is here. It's like there are other people who are going to fucking celebrate the hell out of how far you've come. There are other people who are so excited because they see, oh, this happened for them. This is working for them. That means it's possible for me. And they are ready to witness you in your power because you give them permission to step into their own. That's what's happening. You're going to have both and everything in between. I will say when I first started sort of divesting and, you know, really considering like the content I'm allowing myself to take in, for a long time, I had this like weird sort of guilt of like, oh, if I do better, if I start making money, like what does that stuff mean about me? Like, can I be a good person and make money? Can I be a good person and like not be as affected by the horrors of the world? Because if you know me and have listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you might know that, like, you know, some of my triggers, it's like the things that I can't control, like there are people in the world suffering and there's no way I can reach them to help them. And it's like, it keeps me up at night. And honestly, you know, it's an OCD tendency of like trying to be morally perfect, but also just like it, I genuinely don't like the fact that there's suffering in the world that I am on my own not able to address. Right? That's real. That's a real place that I go, especially in times of overwhelm. And when I am suffering, I will go there. I'll like leave my body, travel to places I've never been, you know, mentally, spiritually, and I witness this other horrible suffering that's not even mine. And it's like a way that I can spiral. So the story for a while was like, oh, how can I not be affected by these horrible collective problems, right? How can I be neutral when that's going on? And it doesn't mean we're neutral as far as like politically or action wise, but when we're just sitting on the couch and doing this all in our mind, we're not actually changing anything, but we're making ourselves feel worse. And so that was a loop. That's a loop I've been in, I don't know, since I was like 7. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, that has been there for so long. And the thing is, if you're listening to this, you have probably also suffered, you know? We don't have to compare like your suffering, my suffering. It's all fucking different, right? But you've been through a lot. Most likely, if I resonate with you, you've been through some shit, okay? Like, you've been in a gutter before, most likely. If you haven't, like, honestly, good. Good for you. But it's like, okay, haven't you suffered enough? Do you have to live there? Ask yourself, do I have to identify with that? As is that who I am? Because there has been, I find that I have made my trauma a facet of my personality and my identity. And I'm unhooking from that because I just don't want to live there. And I don't judge people that are still there and still identifying in this way. And it's like part of your being. I get it. I've fucking done that myself in my own way. That is different, obviously, from yours. But I don't want to identify that way anymore. I'm allowed to change. And it doesn't mean I don't have compassion for people going through similar or worse circumstances now. It doesn't mean that. It just means I don't have to identify as that. That's not who I am. You are so much more than the things that have happened to you in this life. And I believe that we do have the power to open ourselves up to more possibilities than we ever thought possible. Because trauma can really flatten everything into a binary, this or that. Either I'm surviving or I'm, you know, it's like very, like there are just extremes, right? Like everything feels urgent in survival mode. And I can't live like that. You know, I can't. It, you know, it was killing me when I was. So people are allowed to disagree with me and it's not a threat to me. My main principles are like, I don't dehumanize people. Even people that dehumanize me, I don't want to do that because that's not who I am. But as far as like, anyway, I don't want to keep going on about like my manifesto of how I deal with my current reality, but it's things have shifted majorly, majorly. And I think part of it's timeline jumping, but the thing is, when we're timeline jumping, we're meeting more of ourselves. It's not the timeline jumping that does it, it's you. You are the one who did it. When I, in a session, you know, or in our group timeline jumps on Patreon, you are the one that does all the work. All I do is like create the space for you to select the new timeline and dissolve, neutralize the one you're on. I don't actually do that much for you. I just open the portal, as my teacher would say. So, if you're feeling like timeline jumping is something you want to do, join my Patreon. I'm going to be doing a group timeline jump every month. But most people work off the recording, so don't feel bad if you like missed the timeline jump on the 5th. It was so funny. It was my mom's birthday, but we celebrated previously, and that was the day that the Hadron Collider was turned up, and it was intense and wonderful. I mean, I definitely accessed the observer self to do that, and I feel like that jump was also me jumping. So when I facilitate, I feel like I'm also leveling up, but timeline jumping to the next available version of myself. So anyhow, I want to pull one more card because I just feel like there's something else. Oh, here we go. Queen of Wands. And again, it's like I'm just hearing that we're stepping into our power. We're getting in close with our soul, with our creativity, with our ability to burn down what's not working and start over, even, is what I'm hearing. On this version of the card, there is a little white cat and a flower and a heart that's like on fire with a candle on top. And there's a candle with the shape of a woman melting. Yeah. So Queen of Wands, it's like, okay, you have permission, radical permission to know yourself, to have a conversation with yourself and decide. And really, I'm feeling less about like, it's not about deciding, it's more about revealing what the desire is that burns in you. The things that you feel like you don't have permission to want, what's there? You know, if you take away all of the mental attachments and all of the stories and what you're allowed to like and what you're allowed to want and who you're allowed to be, like what's underneath all of that, you know, when you burn away that stack of identity and, you know, even just things other people have said to you that you have taken in, whether that's like from teachers or just friends or family, whatever. What's under all of that that endures? Because that's who you're stepping into, or you have the invitation to anyway. Okay. I think I've gone on quite long enough. I hope that this reading serves you well. Have a beautiful, super Capricorn full moon. I from one goat to another, to y'all, you're not all goats, I know. But yeah, I hope you have a great full moon. I'm going to see y'all again, or rather I'm going to talk at y'all again pretty soon. On the 28th, we have a new moon, and I'll be doing this again, just giving a little rundown for the cycle ahead. What else was I going to say? Yeah, the Patreon is popping. Thank y'all so much for joining. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for the Discord getting so juicy and exciting and just seeing everybody have these great chats. I keep adding channels too. So there's like there's so much to do in there. It's like right now it's like my favorite perk to talk about, but yeah, the other perk that I have added for people who subscribe on Patreon is access to my close friend stories on Instagram. My Instagram is Sleepy House Healing, and the close friend stories are really helpful, especially if you timeline jump with us, because I leave pretty much daily. I have insights and prompts to help you remember, like, this is the timeline you're on, this is a version of yourself you're choosing. And some other insights, you know, tarot and just herbalism related. So yeah, Patreon, that's there. Books are still closed. They'll be open the next time we talk on the 28th. They'll be open on actually the 21st. I'm reopening my books because I'll be back home in Tennessee. What else? Those are the main things. I have some offerings coming that I've told some of you about, but they're just not here yet. So yeah, feel free to check out the Patreon. It's patreon.com/sleepyhousehealing. I've been making a lot more herbal medicine, and so right now that's what I'm kind of feeling into posting. Yeah, all the tiers get the exact same benefits. Just choose the one that you can afford, that you want to support. And yeah, thank y'all so much. Okay, bye.